There's not a mother, sister, friend, or brother that loves the way that Jesus can. He proved his love for me when he died on Calvary. He gave his life for fallen men.
His love is a boundless love,
and it reaches down and touches me. For all eternity. Jesus wants to love you. There is none above you. You are precious in his sight. He will never fail you when the doubts assail you. He'll be with you day and night. Boundless love, and it reaches down and touches me.
His love
is an endless love that will last for all eternity.
His love
is a boundless love, and it reaches down and touches me.
For those of you who don't know, we are on daylight saving times. Isn't that a relief? Would have liked to sleep one more hour today, but I had to get up. For those of you who are listening to what's going on in America and in the Middle East, something interesting happening there. Maybe we'll get a government that'll hang on for another 4 years, and then we got 4 more years of grace. Sometimes I wonder what's better, to shut her down and have 4 more years of grace. Who still love, got loved ones who need to be saved? All of you, wait a little longer, sweet Jesus. I think you should hurry up. Anyway, we are seeing some incredible stuff happening. I was on YouTube and listened to different teachers, some on the end times, some on the churches that are now teaching damnable heresies. Big churches, it's unbelievable what is happening. I know years ago I read a book by a person called Rebecca Brown. How many of you have ever heard of that? He came to set the captives free. And they were into witchcraft. They were showing people how witchcraft works. And that was about in the 1970s and 80s, in the 1980s. And their agenda was to get as many demon-possessed preachers into the pulpits as they possibly can. And they did it with mega amounts of money. Churches would pay a lot of money into the tithes and offerings, and they would get elevated, they would become part of the organization and would finally take over. And today we are seeing the results. It is an incredible situation that is happening. And there are many people who don't seem to know the difference. There is a God of love, but there is also a God of judgment. The God of judgment is the goalie. He doesn't allow any goals in. If you take that goalie out of the way, regardless how good your team is, you may lose, because you have no protection. And the goalie is the Word of God. And it's certain things in there, the judgments of God are sure. He's not going to be slack. He's going to go according to what he has written. He said, my word is above my name. Regardless how they manipulate the word and how they twist it, it's still going to be what the word of God says. So today I'm going to explain to you some of the things that I've listened to. And I'm going to show you by scripture how completely off the charts they are. But before we get into this message, let's rise and ask the Lord for blessing. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace. I thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, you will bless us with your word, make it come alive, and help us to hang on to it. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible teaches, you may be seated, the Bible teaches us something interesting. In the last days, the deception will be so great that if it would be possible, the very elect would be deceived. So if there is a church out there who is into falsehood, and you are involved in that church and you agree with that church, you may not be one of the elect, because the Bible says the elect will not be deceived. If you're truly born again by the Spirit of God, you know for a fact what is truth and what is false. Yes, you may walk down a path of deception for a little while, but God will bring you back, because the Spirit of God is within you, and you can't go wrong for very long. In 2 Peter chapter 2, in verse 1, it says, there shall be false prophets also amongst the people, even that there shall be false teachers amongst you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. I've preached a little bit on this before. Most religions are false. They have damnable heresies. Not that they're so way out to lunch as far as evil is concerned, but the closer they are to the truth, the more damnable they are. The closer they are to the truth without having the truth, the more damnable they are, because people don't recognize it. And it says, many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the word of truth shall be evil spoken of. And if you grew up in a religious system, in a religious organization, and you told them about the way of salvation, which is only through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, if they rejected it, you know who the false prophets are. You know who are following their pernicious ways. And with many lies, they will talk and teach and keep people in darkness, being deceived and deceiving many. And God will have to do something about it. It says damnable heresies. The way of truth is evil spoken of. And I know for a fact there are many out there listening to me who are now facing that problem. They're being faced with religion, and they have to make a decision. You cannot worship two gods. Either you let one go and worship the other, or vice versa. And the Word of God clearly teaches what the way and the truth and the life is. You cannot depend on your upbringing. You cannot depend on your forefathers. You cannot depend on your history, religious organization. It's the Word of God that is the truth. In 2 Peter chapter 2, and through covetous shall they, with fainted words, fainted, that word means false. They would twist words, false words. They will make merchandise of you. And that's what happens in religious organization. Merchandise. People become merchandise. They are being led by deception. And it says, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. So judgment is coming for those who are deceiving and being deceived. God is going to make sure that they see the truth. And I believe many of them see the truth, but they chose to remain in the way they are because of their security, of their prestige, or in because of all my friends are there. I know for a fact there are many Catholics who, when they turn to Jesus, are being excommunicated. They lose their heritage, they lose money, and they lose all their family. So they're by themselves. That goes with all organizations that are religious without Christ. We all here know what this is about. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1, this also know. Now here comes the fun part. We'll look at the world. This also know that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. This week I was watching something on TV that was horrifyingly blasphemous. It was horrifyingly unthankful and unholy. And it's terrible what people are doing. Did you anybody here remembers little Chuck Schumer, the guy who chased that demon off his seat? Did you see that on YouTube? Get off, that's my seat. You go find yourself another one. And the demon had to leave. Now he threatened those two judges, those two Supreme Court judges. And now he's trying to backpedal. But the reason he threatened this was because the demon in him, because Chuck Schumer is wiser than that, but there he had no control. The demon in him screamed out his frustrations. You are going to pay for what judgment you're going to make. They haven't even made a judgment yet on an abortion issue. See, this is what it's all about, this Trump-hating agenda. It's about abortion, stopping abortion. And they're showing their demonic faces. How many did watch that? As that movie star with dark glasses, she was screaming at the top of her lungs. And I knew for a fact it wasn't her. It was 250 demons in her screaming her frustrations at what Donald Trump is doing. If people don't see it yet, when will they see it? The abortion clinics are doing an incredible job of killing 60 million babies in the last 50 years. Why is this so harmful to the money realm? Did you see those Satan worshipers doing a seance with those women that were pro-abortion? Oh, they said it was just an innocent doing something. I know what they were doing. They were casting spells. And if the people of God don't pray against it, those demons will have their ways. But as far as I can see it, God is doing a great thing. So we're going to see some very unholy things happening. Keep your eyes open. This is not a battle in the physical. This is a battle in the spiritual. Satan needs his babies to be killed. That's what they did years ago when they were sacrificing children, and it's still going on, and that's why our prayers are being hindered. It's because of the blatant killing of millions of babies. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, they will be without natural affection. How can a mother kill her own baby? Have you ever seen a bear when somebody attacks her young ones? She goes crazy and she will kill anything. Have you ever seen a rat? I was watching a thing. There was a snake, he said, that went into this barn. And he saw the snake coming out, a rat chasing her. The snake should have eaten the rat, but the rat was at the tail of the snake biting and biting. And he said, "What's going on?" And the farmer said, "I can assure you that rat has babies in that barn. That flippin' rat has more in his heart than those screamers, those demonic screamers that are crying for the blood, that are screaming for the blood of those young children." This is where we are. We are in a battle for God's creation, and God is putting a stop to it, and Satan knows it's happening, and he's screaming his frustration out of his demon-possessed people. Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers. We've seen that the last 4 years. False accusers, fierce despisers of these that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. You know what's going on in Hollywood? It's unbelievable. The other day, I was watching a young guy. He's going to put out a movie, a documentary. He was a young child in the 80s, when about 11 years old. And he was trying to get into the movie industry. And time after time after time, he got molested by the higher-up movie stars. And he tried to go to the police, and the police would say, forget it. What's going on? What is God uncovering? He's uncovering the corruption and the demonic activity that is happening all around us. And the church is singing, "Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Everything's okay. The rapture's gonna be soon. Nothing to worry about." Yes, I feel like that sometimes too. But we're in a battle. And we need to fight these evil, demonic things. And it says they will have pleasure. The lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. How many people do you hear talking about being Christians, but do they believe in the amazing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? Do they believe in the blood sacrifice of Jesus? I remember once I was in the bank doing a transaction with, and was a lady across from me talking. We started talking, and of course, it turned to Christianity. And I said, "Are you a Christian?" And she said, "Oh, yes, I am." I said, "Are you born again?" And she said, "I was born once." Very interesting. I was born once. Not too long ago, I was talking to a lady who was telling me how God was speaking to her. And I asked her, "Are you born again?" And she said, "No." Who on earth is speaking to her? It's a demon, an angel of light. And they're sure of themselves. They're not even blinking an eye as they tell you about their religious experiences. It says they will deny the power thereof. They don't know the power of God. The power of God is salvation for the soul that is lost, that is dead in trespasses and sin, a soul that desperately needs to be taken from the powers of darkness and placed into the kingdom of God. And the only way is through the blood of Jesus. Most religions deny that. Most religions come against that. And that's the only way we got. The Bible teaches us there is only one name given under heaven whereby we must be saved, and that name is Jesus. It tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3, "For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women." I was looking at this and I figured all those women marches, unbelievable how deceived they are. But don't just look at the women. There are a lot of men involved in the same garbage and even worse, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. How do they get into their houses? Oh, you got the best little instrument now that has ever been brought to the face of the earth. You can communicate with them from wherever and however and when. So this is what's happening. The stuff you're seeing on these little screens are put there for a purpose. But there's also one thing good about that little screen. You can have 10 versions of the Bible on there. The question is, how many of them do you use? Do you use at least one? I know for a fact I use at least two on a daily basis. And this is the question we have to ask. Nobody reads the Bible anymore, it seems. They're Bible illiterate. Talk to people about what's in Leviticus. Oh, that's for the Old Testament. They don't have a clue. And that brings me to an interesting subject here. It says, they're led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They are not receiving the truth. Because why? God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And then it says, evil men, 2 Timothy, listen to this, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Now let's turn back to ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. I was listening to a guy who was explaining homosexuality. And I listened to two people, actually. One was just giving a speech, and the other was a pastor from a mega church. And they both had exactly the same message. They must have copied each other, even though they didn't know each other. But I know from which spirit they got it from. First of all, he said, we'll go into Leviticus. If Leviticus is true today, we better not eat shrimp. You know where that's going. In other words, homosexuality and all these sins, they were for the Old Testament people. They're not for now. And he said, I'll get to Romans chapter 1 later. So he came into some other scriptures. And he was good in Greek. Man, he manipulated those scriptures like a professionally only could. His mouth was moved. If you believe in speaking in tongues, here's one. His mouth was moved by Satan as he twisted those scriptures one after another to mean this or to mean that. I suffered through about 45 minutes of verbal diarrhea. And finally he came to Romans chapter 1. And here is what he said. He gave them over to vile affection. Men will have sex with men. Women will have sex with women. And they'll go into debauchery. He was talking about the world system, not about the homosexual Christian. And I pretty near fainted. I figured I listened for 40 minutes for this. And he said, the Christian, it doesn't really mean you. These scriptures are irrelevant. They don't point to you. You got the grace and the love of God. That'll cover you. The goalie was sticking out of the way. And the devil is scoring left and right with these people. They are in debauchery. They are in promiscuous. The lusts of the flesh is what their God is, not the God of the Bible. I want to give you an argument for those of you who are watching on the internet who want an argument for homosexuality. God says, the Bible says, that every sexual, immoral thing that is outside of marriage is sin. Any sexual immorality, any sex act is sin that is outside of marriage. Marriage is the only protection and the only place, only way you can find a blueprint for marriage is between a man and a wife. Not a man and a man, not a woman and a woman. So any sexual act they do, if they're not married legally, they are in sin. Regardless how their mind has been opened up more than Paul the apostles. It doesn't matter. The scripture still stay the scripture. And God is dropping something into my lap here. For those of you who are listening through the internet, if you are a Christian, and if you got a homosexual spirit hanging around you, don't have a close friend of the same sex, because that spirit is transferable. It does go from one to the other. This is why you have this avalanche of homosexuals today. It is because that spirit is multiplying all over the world, and it's getting worse and worse, and they're becoming very, very militant. God is warning us, be careful. You get not drawn into this demonic, diabolic situation. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Never mind, Paul didn't write it right. Paul wrote it down as he was given the inscription by God, and he wrote it down. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction. Homosexuality is not only a sin, it's an abomination to God. It causes confusion and for instruction in righteousness. So regardless where you go, scripture is the inspiration that we need to use, never mind what the preacher says. There are many, many out there who are totally confused about this subject. It is because the people in the pulpit are spewing their hatred of God in this demonic way. That's the problem. They say they love God, but if you can look at the scripture and lie into the cameras and tell people that homosexuality was for the Old Testament, they weren't allowed them. Now it's perfectly okay as long as these two guys are loving and kind to one another. What an abomination that is to God. And God will come and he will judge it. The goalie is not going to be absent. He's going to be there to stop all sin from getting into the kingdom of God, and that is it. And there is not going to be any excuse. God will say, I give you my word. It is good for instruction and is good for righteousness. So we need to understand that Jesus loves us, but he's not going to fool around with us trying to manipulate his word. He wrote it, and that's how it's going to stay. And we better understand we are not going to be favorites regardless who we are. We have to come his way or there is no way. Years ago, I had to make my decision for that. I had to make a decision to follow Jesus, to just leave everyone and everything so that I could follow him. And we still have to make those decisions today. Is the word of God truth, or is popular opinion truth? Is the church more important, the people that come to church more important than the truth? Is the money that you get in more important than the truth? You know what's more important than the truth? Nothing. Jesus is the truth and the way and the life, even if it means your life. And I want to tell you this. There are many thousands of Christians who give their very life for this truth that I'm preaching here. We still got some time left. We still got grace. They still allow us to come together and preach this gospel and let us preach it over the airways. But we don't have much time left. We need to give of our substance to preach this gospel, because it's the only power that will save people from destruction. There is nothing else. Everything else is just hearsay and man-made garbage. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And he also, in the Bible also says, he became sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing. Amen.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure.
His wounds have paid my